We're good? We're good. They're on?
We're live.
They're on? The Kavruz live? Yeah. Okay, Gavaldik. Okay. Welcome.
Is that the link for our website?
When will all this supposed to come?
No? Out to the public.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Shkoyach for, welcoming you once again. Abi Avad, a little shorter than what we've been doing till now, a couple of times. I figure we'll make it smaller segments. The downside is that you don't get to the end in one session, in one vad. But it's a building up, it's building blocks. You're going to have to lay down some yisaitis, and then Yitzchem, over a couple of three, four vadim, we'll be able to see a whole different picture. We're going to focus on the Indian of Shabbos. We mentioned on Shabbos that this year is a time, based on the Minchas Ani, to be mechazik in the Indian of Shabbos. And hopefully we'll get a better understanding about Shabbos, the Bechinas of Shabbos, and hopefully we'll get a better understanding of what our role is vis-a-vis Shabbos. We know that in the Luchas, in Parshas Yisro, it says, Zochas Yimei Shabbos L'Kadoshoi, and in later on, in Mishneh Torah, it says Shomer. So here it says Zochar, and over there it says Shomer. And Rashi already brings it out, and Rashi says over here in Parshas Yisro, Zocha v'shama bediba echod nemru. Kadosh Baruch Hu said both, Zocha and Shama, in one word. Bediba echod nemru. And Rashi gives a number of examples where you find in the Torah this bediba echod nemru. Rashi says, v'chein, an example is mechalalel mois yumos, if anyone's mechal Shabbos gets misa. Yet, ubiyem Shabbos shnei kvasim, they brought kabbonis on Shabbos, so l'chari that should be a malacha, should be chayv misa. V'chein, another example, l'suba shatneis, you're not allowed to wear shatneis, yet it says in the pasuk, gedilim tasa l'cha, you're allowed to make tzitzis out of shatneis. Another example, v'chein, eves eisha zechicha, yevam yovala. On one hand, you're not allowed to marry a sister-in-law, but yet, when it comes to yibum, we do marry sisters-in-law. So Akash Baruch Hu could say two things that seemingly are different, and yet both are true. It's emes. Both are true. Both are correct. Chazal will be magdir when we have yibum, when we don't have yibum. Chazal magdir when we're allowed to be mekal Shabbos, when we're not. V'kulu v'kulu. Anyone who read this Rashi, I think the Rashi is Meraf in Igra. I have this problem. Like every year we read the Rashi, I'm sure the Olam had the same problem. Every single example that Rashi gives is Taka Astira. You now let do Malach and Shabbos, but if you bring Kabonis, you bring Machalo Shabbos. You now let wear Shatnez, but if you have Tzitzis, you can wear Shatnez. You now let have Ishus with a sister-in-law, but when it comes to Yibam Yalam, it's very good. So this Astira. And yet, B'dibach and Emra, they both are true. But when it comes to Zocha v'Shama, what's the stira? What's the problem? Because Baruch Hu's mitzvah should be Zocha Yom HaShabbos, and the same way in the Shalom is mitzvah to be Shama Yom HaShabbos. What's the problem? Why can't you have a Zocha Yom HaShabbos and a Shama Yom HaShabbos? And where's the stira? There is no stira. So what's the B'dibach and Emra? What is going on? So that's what I would like to focus on, to explain, perhaps, what's going on in Rashi in a deeper level. But let's first take the Ramban. The Ramban already touches on this, at what's Pshat, where's the stira here, so to speak, what's the Bedibach Nema, what's the emphasis of Chazal. And the Ramban says that because Zohar is a mitzvah sasei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, that we have to remember the Yom HaShabbos and not forget it, okay? And Shomer is a mitzvah sloi sasei. As we know, Kom Mokim Shinami Shomer Pen Va'al is in a loloi sasei. So you see that even though in Parshas Yisroi the focus on Shabbos was B'Toyris Mitzvah Saseh, and in Mishneh Torah the focus on Shabbos is a Loi Saseh, so L'Chayra, that is like a Stira. It's not proper for Moshe Rabbeinu to swap out the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos and replace it with a Mitzvah Loi Saseh. That's what Ramban says is the problem here, that Moshe Rabbeinu went and he changed a mitzvah saseh into a mitzvah loy saseh. He went from a zacha to a shama. So it means even though it's not really a stira one another, but still it's not right that he should do that. We're talking about a mitzvah saseh of zacha, and all of a sudden it comes to Mishneh Torah, now he's talking about a loy saseh. But I would like to take it to a deeper level, what L'chayr Pshat and Rashi is, and it's really Yishtika Merumas like that in the rest of the Ramban. You can look there in the Ramban. We try to bring it down to us laymen to understand what's going on. Where's the stira between Zoch and Shama? The Gemara Basra Ayin Dalit Amid Bey says, Koma Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilamai Zochu Nekeva Barim. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world was male and female. Every single one. Every single nivra in the world is either a zachar or a nekeva. Now the Gemara says everything. Kol mashabara. Kol mashabara means not just humans, that we understand. There's zacharim and there are nekevas. Kol mashabara. That means the entire animal kingdom, the behemoths, the chayis, the oifis, the dogim, the shrotzim, the shkotzim, and the mosim. Everything was zachu nekeva barim. But not just the animals. It's even the Tzemeach. Tzemeach, there are those that are Zecharim. You have a plum tree, a Zachu plum tree, and a Nekeva plum tree. You have Zecharim, you have Zachu, Nekeva, and everything. Not just in humans, not just in Chayis, not just in Tzemchim, but even in Doimimim. Things that don't have any, what we say, life to it. A Doimim is also either a Zachar or a Nekeva. It's either one or the other. Everything, Kol Mashabara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilamai, is Zachu Nekeva Barim. Now, how do we have that in Doimimim, we could have a Zachu Nekeva? What does that mean? So the Sfarim say that everything in the world is either a Mashpia or a Makabel. Either it's Mashpia on others, and in which case it's a Zachar, or it's Makabel from others, in which case it's a Nekeva. The essence of the item, depending what it is, both either in terms of its madrega, if it's a high madrega, it's a zakar, or in terms of what its pu'ula is. If its pu'ula is to influence something else, then it's a zakar. If it's to receive influence, then it's a nekeva. And other terminology is what we call is chayma and tsura. Chayma is the base, chayma is the ingredients, the raw materials, and then what gives it its tzura, that is the zacha. The zacha gives the nekeva its tzura. The zacha shapes the chaymer. So what's chaymer is a nekeva, and what gives the tzura is a zacha. But everything in the world is zacha and nekeva. And I'll give you an example. You have a har is a zacha. A giva is a nekeva. And it's throughout like that. We enjoy, Lashon HaKodesh is rich with Zachu Nekeva. When we get into the other languages, like English, there's no differentiation between Zachu Nekeva. A table, is it a Zachu Nekeva? I don't know, I have no idea. In English, there's no distinction. It's both. It's nothing. There is no Zachu Nekeva. But in Lashon HaKodesh, everything is either a Zachar or a Nekeva. Either it's a Mashpia or it's a Makabel. Either it's a poyel or it's a mispoyel. Different lashonis. Either it gives tzura or it's a chayma. But everything in the world is either zachar or nekeva. One of the reasons why it's called Lashon HaKodesh is the kedusha is because it's mavdo between zacharim and nekevas. But it's everything in the world is either zachar or nekeva. And this zachar nekeva, like I mentioned, is either from one min, one species to the next species, or within its own species, that part of it that's mashbia is a zakha, that part that receives is a makabo, is a nekeva. Like in the human race, you have zakharim and nekevas, we're both humans, but that whose mashbia is a zakha, that's makabo is a nekeva. The zakharim and nekevas, because they work in tandem, that the zakha is mashbia on the nekeva, so it becomes a zug, it becomes a partnership, it becomes a couple. Every couple, every marriage has a zachar and a keva, except in America. But everywhere else, it's a zachar and a keva. You have a zachar who's a mashpia and a nekeva who's a makabel. When they work in tandem, they make a partnership, they make a zug, and that's a spitz. They work in tandem. That means they're creating a new compound called a zachar and a keva. But that's how it is. It's all over. When they work in tandem, they end up creating Paris as well. they function together and they have tolodas. So by the humans or by the animals, zachu nekeva, by the tzimkim, they work together, they make tolodas, they make peris. That's zachu nekeva. That's ikka a mashbi is the zacha, that's ikka a makabel is a nekeva. Let's give an example from doimimim. Let's a classic example, shemayim v'oretz. In Lashon HaKodesh, Shemayim is the Lashon Zacha, and Eretz is Lashon Nekeva. And the reason is because Shemayim is Mashpia, and the Eretz is a Makabel. Shemayim rains, comes down, irrigates the land is the Makabel. Together, they create peris, they produce fruit, they produce produce. That's what they do together. When they work in tandem together, they create peris. But the Shemayim is a Zacha, and the land is a Nekeva. And we find that throughout Chazal, that we refer to Shemayim V'aretz as a Zacha Nekeva, as a peer, as a couple. For example, you have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the famous story where they chapped Reb Elazar ben Prater, Reb Hanina ben Tradion, and they brought Reb Elazar ben Prater, and they were going to possibly sentence him to death. And they tested him, and he said, no, he's a Rabbi Shotasim. I'm not really a Rebbe, I'm a Rabbi Shotasim. And they tested him, which is the Shesi and which is the Orev. And he had no idea because he really doesn't work with materials. He's not a garment maker. He really not. He just told him he's a Rabbi Shotasim. So they tested him. And it ended up, the Gemara says, that came along, Gosh Baruch made a nace, that a Ziburisa, a female Ziboris sat on the chassis, and a male, a Zubura, sat on the Arev, and he chapped that must be that this is the Arev and that is the chassis. And the reason is because that's Zok Rashi, that Zibur is a Zacha, it sat on the Arev, because Asi Zibur, and the Zibur is Nekev, sat on the chassis. From there he understood, Shashesi Mekabel Arev, Kinekeva HaMekabel is from the Zacha. So in the world of garments, a shesi and an arev is also a nekeva with a zachar. If you receive, then you're a nekeva. If you mashbir, you're a zachar. Specifically, when it comes to Shemayim V'aretz, the Gemara in Taina says that Vava Mebeis, Amra Bavoi, Mai Lashon Revi'ah, we say Lashon Revi'ah by rain, Dova Shereve'es HaKarka, Kid Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Mitra Ba'ala Da'ara. The Mitra is like the husband of the ground. Shenem ki kasha yerid ha-geshem v'ashalik min ha-shamayim v'shama lo yoshuv ki imhir v'esaretz v'lido v'tzmicha. So here you have the Shemayim sending down the rain is the Zachar, and the ground is the Nekeva. So Shemayim v'aretz is Zachar Nekeva. When they work together as a couple, they produce peris. And that's every nivra is either zok and nekeva. When they work together, they produce something. They produce toldos. The Maral in the Sivas Olam in the Siva Amuna Perak Aleph says that Shemayim Vaaretz is like zok and nekeva, shazok and mashbiyim and nekeva and bekabelis, and therefore Shemayim is mashbiyim on the Aretz. And there's many, many rayas like this. We find so many dugmayas in throughout Lashon HaKodesh like that. That there's a zok and nekeva, and the zok is mashbiyim and nekeva. The Ramchal, in his Maimar Chochma, the Ramchal says that the Klal HaBriya is Meschalekes L'Shnaim. If you had to divide and categorize the entire Briya, you could divide into two. Zocha Unikeva. And what he calls is Ma'ala U'mata, what's above and what's below. And he says, the Ma'ala, whatever is above is Klal HaMeshbiyim, whatever is below is Klal HaMekablim, and he teaches up Aleinu, and that's what we say in Aleinu, Shunoita Shemayim, which is Milo, V'yoseid Aretz, which is Mata. Because Shemayim and Aretz is the classic example of Zacha Unikeva. And as we know in Hilchos Zivug as well, the Zacha Unikeva, the Zacha is Lamayla, and the Nekeva is Lamata. That's how it is. The Zacha is always Lamayla, and the Nekeva is Lamata. So, that's what comes out from the entire Bria. So now Rabbi say, may I want to ask you a shayla? So what is Shabbos? Is Shabbos a Zachar or Shabbos a Nekeva? Everything is either a Zachar or a Nekeva. So is Shabbos a Zachar or Shabbos a Nekeva? That's the shayla. So to give a hakdama to better understand what Shabbos is, is the Maral lays down Gevaldiki Yisrael the mitzvah saseh mitzvah slay saseh, and Maral says like this: the purpose of all mitzvah saseh and mitzvah slay saseh, they have different purposes. The mitzvah saseh is to be mashbia, to be mezak lezakis es ha'odem, is to be able to be koina nitzchias, and the way to do it is through mitzvah saseh. How do you do that? When your person is Mekayim mitzvahs asei, he adds more kedusha, he makes himself better and better and better, Memeli has greater chelik loylam haba. The mitzvahs lois asei is not that at all. So to Maral, mitzvahs lois asei is a totally different purpose. Mitzvahs lois asei is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, Yosha, to be able to be that clay kibul, to be mekabel, lost the love, the tainag ha'asid. If a person goes off, deviates from what he was created for, he messes up the kli, so he can't be a makabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that kli to be messed up, so therefore he instructed us with all the lois aseh, because every lois aseh, if a person violates a lois aseh, he destroys, he messes up the kli, he punctures a hole in the kli. After a few more holes, nothing, the kli can't hold anything. But every time he violates a lois aseh, he makes a hole. And that hole loses the clay kibul. So the lois aseh is to preserve the kli, to make sure you can be makabel. Mashenking the aseh is nothing to do with the kli. The aseh is to have tesefes kedusha more and more ka'alakim lasad lavei, to be nenem izivashkina more and more. But the lois aseh is just to preserve that you're able to connect to be nenem b'chlam. Otherwise, you're not a clay kibul, you're not aligned with the Bnei Shalom, you can't connect at all. Two different things. The aseh are to be mashpi of Tesefes Kedusha, and the Loisa says is to preserve that you should be able to be a Makavim. So what you see in the Maral, which is Pashit and it's Yidua, is that the mitzvahs Aseis are mashpiim, and the mitzvahs Loisa says is to preserve the Klei Kivim. They're the Makablim. In other words, the mitzvahs Aseis are Bechinas Zachar, and the mitzvahs Loisa says is Bechinas Nekeva. One is to be mashpia, the aseis is a zaka to be mashpia to sefes, and the loisa says is to make sure the clay kibul is there, you got a good clay kibul, is to be makabel. And that is why some of the swarm say that we find that even though noshim are mitzvahs and mitzvahs, but they're not mitzvahs and mitzvahs aseis as man grama, because the noshim are nekevis. So nekevis are more shaykh to loisa says. A zachar is shaykh to aseis. But Nekeva, that's being Mashpia, but Nekevis are being Makabel. So they're more shy to Lois Aseis rather than Aseis. So Aseis Bederek Klal is Bechina Zachar, and Lois Aseis Bederek Klal is Bechinas Nekeva. Alright, so having said that, now let's try to understand Shabbos. So what is Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai? Well, that depends what part of Shabbos. If we're talking about Zohar Ziyem Shabbos Lakachoy, so that's a Bechinas Mitzvahs Asei, so it's a Bechinas Zohar. If it's Shomer, it's a Shabbos. If it's Shomer, it's a Bechinas Lois Asei, so then it's a Bechinas Nekeva. So you want to know what Shabbos is? Shabbos is unique that has both elements. It's dual. It's a Zohar and a Keva simultaneously. The Zohar as Yom HaShabbos is Bechinas Zohar, it's Mitzvah Sasei. And Shomer as Yom HaShabbos Lakachoy is Bechinas Nekeva, it's Bechinas Loisase. And it's Mekabelis, and Zohar Chazal in many places, the Sefer Bor and the Zohar. Zohar is La Zohar, that's the Lashon HaZohar. Vishoma is La Kala, and Shoma is for the Nekeva, for the Kala. It's in the Zohar numerous places. Zohar LeDechura, Shomer LeNukva. Memeila, it comes out that really Shabbos has both Bechinas. And now you can understand the Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai says on this pasuk, Zocher Yom Shabbos Lakachoy, Zocher Rabbeinu Bechai, Zocher's Gematria how much? Zocher's Gematria 233. Yom HaShabbos, Rosh Hashanah is Yud and Hey, is 248. Zocher's Yom HaShabbos, Zocher Rabbeinu Bechai, that's Gematria Resh Memches, 248 Mitzvah Saseh. Because the Zocher represents the Mitzvah Saseh. Kumtois Rabbeisai, just to be Messiah, Kumtois, that Shabbos is unique, that has both Bechinas Zachar and the Bechinas Nakeva. Even though Kama Shabara Kashbroka Bailama is Zachar Nakeva Baram, Shabbos is a Yoitzim and a cloud, that Shabbos is both Zachar and Nakeva. Now, Mel, this is in the Rashi Lechairo and Chazal. When Chazal say that Zachar Vishama Bidi Becha Nemra, we started off with, where's the Stira? What's the Ram? Kev Zachar Vishama both at simultaneously. What is the Ram? The problem is what is Shabbos? Is Shabbos a Zachar? So net Zachar is Yom Shabbos Gacho. Is Shabbos is Nekeva, so net Shomer. But what's proud that it's both a Zachar and a Nekeva? What does that mean? It's an androgynous? What does that mean that it's both a Zachar and a Nekeva? What does that mean? That's the problem. There's a steer going on. Is it a Zachar or a Nekeva? And then that's Chazal telling us, yes, Shabbos is taki unique, but it's bidi be'ech enemru, it's both are true. And that, just like the other examples, that you could have steers, like by Shatnes and Klaim, and even by a sister-in-law, and Hakrovis Kabanis and Shabbos, you could have also this stira between Zachar and Shomer. Shabbos is both bidi be'ech enemru. That Zachar is Yom Shabbos and Shomer, and they both are true. Shabbos is unique, that Shabbos has both bechinas. All right. This is part one. There are going to be a few parts, but you have to remember this, that Shabbos is unique. It's both Zachar and a Nekeva. Zachar and Shomer. And from there, Yitzchak will build on that, and we'll get to understand better what Shabbos is all about, and the different parts of Shabbos, the Lel Shabbos, the Yom Shabbos, what the role that Shabbos plays in our lives, and what the role we're supposed to be playing in Shabbos' lives. All right, Shkoy for listening. Every loy say could be not a stira, because the loy says are nekevis and asays are zokas. It's not a stira. Now here, here we have a one inion Shabbos that has both. Sorry. What's the loy say? Yeah, but usually those things that are, you look, those things that are loy say vaseis are usually different aspects of an item. Now, shaking here, it's L'chayra, we're talking about one Shabbos. We're going to see it might be broken down. We'll get to it. But it's one Nekuda. Here, you can find overlaps that if you do this, you Mekayim say, if you do that, you get Alois say. Even, but it's to say that the same Bechina, in the certain Masha here, it's Aser is the Dibra, and in the Dibra of Shabbos, it's either Zohar or Shama. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a swap. He changed it from a Zohar into a Nekeva. And there's a reason why it went from a Zohar to a Nekeva. It's probably off now, but it's fine. The Maral says, just to be more, right, I could take this off. Yeah, the Maral says that we find with Afka, why is Zachar in Yisrael and Shomer in Mishnah Torah? He says because it's a Maral type of a Lashon, but he said when you're closer to Ribbono Shel Olam, so you're Mitama Mashbia. Mitam Klai, so vis-a-vis our relation with the Bainshom is the Mashbia, and Klai, so Knesset Yisrael is the Makabal. So Komtois, when they're talking about Parshas Yisrael was Mitama Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then it takes on the Bechina of Zachar. When you talk about Mishnah Torah, which is Mitam Klai Yisrael, Mitam the Makablam, Mitam Rosh Rabbeinu, so therefore it's Shomer. But you can have both Bechinas of Zachar and Shomer in one, and that's a Yisoid, Alabez and Shabbos, that there are two separate Bechinas going on in Shabbos. I'm sure you knew that, so I'm bringing it out.